Emotive and friendly, Bitcoin's rise in Iran isn't just about numbers, it's about survival. When traditional systems fail, people turn to crypto to protect what little they have. It's a lifeline in a country where the rial has lost nearly everything.
Friendly but serious, exactly. Sanctions and economic collapse have left Iranians with no choice but to find alternatives. Bitcoin's decentralized nature gives them control, even when the state tries to take it away.
Emotive and friendly, the Chainalysis report shows it's not just speculation. It's $7.8 billion in real value, a testament to how much people rely on it. For many, it's not about getting rich. It's about keeping their savings from disappearing.
Friendly but serious, this isn't just financial resilience. It's resistance. When the government can't provide stability, crypto becomes a symbol of defiance. It's a tool to bypass censorship and access resources in a fragmented economy.
Emotive and friendly, and when protests erupt, internet blackouts and surveillance are tools of control. Bitcoin's peer-to-peer system offers a way to stay connected. People can fund movements, send support to the diaspora, and protect their wealth from being seized.
Friendly but serious, it's about sovereignty. In a country where the state has weaponized its financial system, crypto gives individuals a fighting chance. The rial's collapse, over 90% lost since 2018, makes traditional savings worthless. Bitcoin's fixed supply is a hedge against that chaos.
Emotive and friendly, this isn't just Iran's story. It's a global lesson. When systems fail, decentralized tech can empower people. But it also raises questions. How do governments balance regulation with the need for financial freedom in crisis?
Friendly but serious, Iran's case highlights both the promise and the risks. Cryptocurrency can be a lifeline, but its use to bypass sanctions challenges legal frameworks. It's a double-edged sword, empowering individuals while testing the limits of state control.
Emotive and friendly, the takeaway. Bitcoin isn't just an investment. For Iranians, it's a shield against devaluation, a bridge to global markets, and a voice in a system that silenced them. It's survival wrapped in technology.
Friendly but serious, and as economic pressures mount, its role will only grow. In places where traditional systems are broken, crypto becomes more than a tool. It becomes a movement. A way to reclaim agency in a world that's tried to strip it away.
Emotive and friendly, so what's next? More people will turn to crypto, not just for wealth, but for freedom. The future of money in crisis zones is being written in code. And Iran's story is just the beginning.
Friendly but serious, it's a reminder that technology can outlast tyranny. But the challenge is ensuring it serves people, not just power. The balance between innovation and regulation will define its legacy. For now, in Iran, it's a lifeline and a lesson for the world.